If you're familiar with Lake Park on Milwaukee's east side, you probably know that its iconic footbridge looks pretty ragged. You can't even drive underneath it. It's so deteriorated. Well, tonight, the public can weigh in on its future. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz gathered perspectives on the majestic structure.
Emma Rudd says it's not any old footbridge that people are concerned about saving in Lake Park. She says it's about preserving Milwaukee's cultural heritage. Rudd is one of three interns with Milwaukee's Historic Preservation Office who investigated the structure's significance, starting with its designers.
The architects were Alfred Class and George Bowman Ferry, two of the most important civic architects for Milwaukee's development, and they focused a lot on developing kind of the downtown Milwaukee community. So it was kind of interesting that these two men would design something so sculptural and small as a bridge. I think for them, they probably looked at it as an opportunity to be a lot more artistic.
Fellow intern Leila Saburi says the footbridge's construction was also extremely innovative. It was a new method of working with reinforced concrete.
The patent was granted in 1903, and the bridge was constructed in 1905. And their company, the Kahn's brothers' company, was in Detroit. And it was really interesting how this revolutionized concrete system showed up in Milwaukee after just 2 years.
At a public meeting last month, County Supervisor Sheldon Wasserman asked for a show of hands. What do people want Milwaukee to do about the sorry state of the footbridge?
There were five different proposals, and it was really narrowed down to two: the complete rehab for 50 years, or a complete replication.
Either way, rehab or replication, Konstantin Sobolev would like to help by applying his knowledge about concrete. It's fundamental to his DNA.
I was dealing with concrete really as long as I remember myself. My father, he is also a professor of civil engineering, also dealing with concrete. And his PhD was on concrete. My PhD was on concrete. So,
in fact, Sobolev is the only local academic who focuses 100% of his research on concrete. He says as technology continues to improve, the key is to make concrete more durable. As chair of UWM's College of Engineering and Applied Science, he thinks it can help apply state-of-the-art methods to revive the Lake Park footbridge.
I've seen some cracks where it just simply filled up. But it means it was a temporary solution. It was not really a long-term solution. Again, this is my guess regarding the quality of concrete. I need still to take a sample, but if we want to save it, we can find solution. I can bring students on a team and professors from the UWM, and we can work on this problem. Might be perfect. Perfect for student graduation project.
Even if another show of hands tonight determines what Sheldon Wasserman will recommend to fellow supervisors, the meeting will not end the discussion. In fact, he says that's when the real tough work will begin. He'll need to rally support among county leaders and come up with a way to pay for the project.
This is a $2 million project. We don't have dedicated money for the parks. We have a capital budget of about $6 million, and this is a third of the entire county's budget.
So time will tell how cutting-edge 1905 factors into today's dollars and cents when it comes to reimagining the Lake Park footbridge. Susan Benz, 89.7 WUWM.